This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show. I want to shout out to the Eaton Country Club. That's Northern Colorado's hidden gem of a golf course. Here in Eaton, and it is a wonderful place. The Eaton Country Club. They have some of the best greens in Northern Colorado. And listen, if you're thinking about becoming a member, you want to become a member, or you've just heard a lot of good things about it. They have tons of tournaments that you can sign up for that are open to the public. So check them out online at eatoncc.net. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, I'm starting to pick up all my preview magazines, all my stuff to gear up for this upcoming season. And maybe that helps a little bit. But this year feels like more than ever, it is going to be next to impossible to predict just what's going to happen in these conferences.
I don't know. I mean, it's so funny. And, you know, once we start getting into January and they have the media days, all of a sudden my inbox starts filling up and, you know, fans are starting to think about it and they're getting excited about it and dropping me all these lines. What do you think? What's going to happen? MJ, what's this guy going to be like? I don't know. I always tell people, ask me about September 1, right? Because then I've got it figured out because I've been at camp and I get a chance to see these guys. Well, listen, everybody this time of year is optimistic for the most part, right? I mean, you see, if you follow a lot of college football programs on social media, everyone's putting out the hype videos, everyone's excited, everyone's talking about this and that, everybody's undefeated. You know, what do they always say about you know, baseball in the springtime? Hope springs eternal, right? And so that's where we're at right now, and that's good. I mean, that generates a lot of excitement. People are jacked up. They're all, you know, right now just in a frenzy about what's going to happen, and you know, we're starting to get planning all the preseason stuff and all the speaking events and all the pep rallies and all that's going on. And so I think it's a great time of year. What are we, something like 47 or 48 days away now from college football? And so it's a fun time of year, man. I'm looking, you know, you've shaved your face and football is on deck, so it's a good time of year.
That's when you know you're getting closer. The face is shaved, the beard is gone, the Rockies are an afterthought. No, the Rockies are fine, you know,
yeah,
but
okay.
I'm not as excited as I was for every win. And now we're moving forward here. Mark, I know you're probably a specialist to talk to me about this one. Why is Coach Prime not going to be featured in the new college football video game, Mark? I know you're a big gamer.
Yeah.
I just picture you taking that cowboy hat off and throwing on the headset, and away we go.
Well, when you say gamer, a guy was at roping practice the other day. He goes, yeah. How come you rope so much better in the jackpots you're in than you do when we're out here practicing? I said, because I'm a gamer. Now for a guy my age, the term gamer has a very different connotation than it does for younger people. When I was growing up, the word gamer meant that when the lights came on and you were competing, man, that's when you played your best. The word gamer now today has to do with the video game thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why he's not being featured, my assumption would be, as big of a brand and corporation as Prime is, that there's probably legal issues there as to why he's not going to be. They weren't willing to pay, you know, his lawyers and all the people that they had to talk to about that kind of thing, the amount of money it would have taken to get Prime. That's my guess as to why he's probably not on.
Well, and you know, he's not the first one to do that either, because, you know, growing up being a gamer, Mark, Michael Jordan.
What kind of gamer were you, by the way?
Oh, primarily the sports stuff. I did Madden. I would do the NBA games. A couple times I'd do the hockey games. Mark, you know, but again, I didn't do it as much. I was a farm kid, so Dad always wanted me to do important stuff, like be outside. And so I didn't get to play as much as I would have liked growing up. But I'm making up for that now, Mark. Don't worry.
It's good you're using your spare time for very positive, productive.
Well, in July, you kind of have to. Once we get into actual football season, I have to choose between pretending to watch, you know, to play football, or actually watching real football. And most of the time, I make the right decision.
I like it.
But no, I mean, you know, Bill Belichick, Michael Jordan, there's been years where they weren't featured on the game either. So, I mean, it's not the first time. Just kind of a fascinating one. And of course, I don't really blame Coach Prime because I've seen it before.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, man, if you're going to use, if we live in the world of name, image, and likeness like we do, if you're going to use my name, image, or likeness, you better be paying for it, right? Especially when you're somebody that moves the needle, you know, like Coach Prime is. I mean, you know, if they want to put you and me in there, great. You know, give us a $50 gift card for, you know, some buffet someplace. You'd probably be happy about it. And you're not getting Coach Prime for that kind of deal. You got to pay for very prominent, you know, high-profile type of people.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, also the voice of reason when it comes to the NCAA. I read this report. We went over it in the top stories today, Mark, but, you know, the whole SEC breakaway talk, Sankey talking about it, it's still a part of the. I'm at the point now where I'm like, just go. Fine. Go do your own thing. Be the XFL. Go make your own thing happen.
You continue to hear it, and I continue to think, okay, you can only bluff so long. The SEC breaking away is not going to do itself any favors. And so at some point in time, I think where we're sitting right now with the whole College Save Act and all the negotiations that are going on, I think what we're seeing here, this is still the Big Ten and the SEC to a greater extent, you know, kind of puffing their chest up and beating their own drum and, you know, trying to sound the big boy in the block and on and on and on. And they realize that you can't walk away from this. There's no way you can do it, because you're become a lesser property then, if that was the case. And so I think a lot of this has to do with it's a lot of grandstanding and trying to make a lot of noise, and they'll continue to do so. I think I've said this before on your show, Brady. I liken this to, you know, back when Pete Rozelle took over as a 33-year-old commissioner of the NFL. And had to get everybody on board for revenue sharing, and so we have to do this. I know that you know, the New York Football Giants, you might be in a very good position, and at that time the Green Bay Packers, you're in a really good position, but you need everybody else. And so I still think that's where it's all going, but you're going to continue because they have had such a financial advantage for, you know, the recent past of college athletics since we've really gotten into the big money in the last 30, 40 years. They're going to continue to try and hold on to that. It's human nature, right? I've got mine. I want everything to be, you know, great for our game or our industry, but I want mine, and you can't take mine. You know, everyone always talks about wanting answers or wanting solutions as long as you don't affect mine. When you affect mine, now we've got a problem. Now, we could affect yours, and we could affect that guy's, and we could affect that guy over there. That's fine that they get affected, just don't affect mine. But I do want a solution. Well, it's a contradictory type of mindset. And so here we sit right now, and until we get everybody on board, until the Big Ten or the SEC start saying, okay, we're all going to have to give a little bit to gain a lot, I think that's where it ultimately goes. But until they get to that point where they can see past their own greed, I guess is a good way of putting it, we're going to continue to have these kind of fights.
Mark, if you were in charge of everything, what is the first
issue? And why am
issue?
I not in charge right. of everything? Right?
I think you why? Should. I would vote for you. I would vote for you, and then I put my headset on and get back to gaming. I have more important things to do, Mark. If you were in charge, what is the first thing you would focus on, the first thing you would really try to change?
I think one thing I would look at immediately would be a national negotiating broadcast rights circumstance. That's what I would look at. I think there's enormous money. You know, I've read a couple of pieces by some private equity type guys who believe that college football might be undervalued. I don't know if this is true, by a power of 10. I'm not sure if that's true. But they've got some very big ideas about what college athletics could be. And I think that would be the one thing I would look at. Okay, if the power conferences all got together and said, we're going to sit down at the table together and not negotiate these things individually, I think the financial power behind that would be unbelievable. Now, you're going to have some that are going to step back and say, okay, we've got an advantage right now. The Big Ten has got the greatest advantage with their broadcast deal. The SEC's got the number two advantage. But if they want to continue to have this nationwide league that taps into the history of what college football is and makes it great, because we've got these regional ideas of these teams, because we've like I said before, mom and dad went to the school, I went to the school, the uncles went to the school, we got all this history, we've all been Buffs, we've all been Rams or Huskers or whatever we are, we love these programs as a result of it. You want to keep that aspect of college athletics, which is what sets it apart from the NFL. If you want to keep that, you've got to negotiate this thing. You've got to keep a nationwide type of league. That's why the SEC kind of taking its ball and going and doing its own thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So if you get to that point where these leagues are willing to sacrifice some of that, the greater gain, I think, on the backside is going to be amazing. But you lose this financial advantage you've had at this point. Why the last few years have we not seen an SEC team in the national championship game or winning a national championship game? Because they've had some of their advantage taken away, and I think it scares the daylights out of them right now. And so now they're really panicking. So I think that's the number one thing I would do. If you did a national, table negotiation with all the television networks, I think the financial gain of the back end for everybody would be phenomenal, but a couple of leagues would lose a little bit of their advantage.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's obviously an issue with, especially when you're talking with the SEC and the Big Ten, but I think that would be a great way to start. And you can, the way you kind of laid it out for us, you can see why that is one of the bullet points on this. Save the world, college sports, make America great. I don't know what it is, Mark. I don't know. There's so many abbreviations now. I'm not sure what it is. But that's one of the big points they want to address.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense. And that would go a long way to stabilizing where we're at right now. It would all of a sudden lay down, I think, a very nice bedrock across the country. And it'd give us a firm foundation. And then we can move from there. So once you have that taken place, we're starting to get our arms around the transfer portal a little bit. And once you have, one of the reasons why nobody wants to give college athletics the antitrust exemption to people in Washington, D.C., they don't trust the NCAA. There's no reason to trust the NCAA. The NCAA hasn't earned any trust up to this point. And so if you do this, I think, it lays a great foundation. It starts to show there's going to be some stability here. And then you start to build that trust so you can get antitrust exemption. Then you can start the negotiating process, where you're going to be negotiating with a players' union, which ultimately is going to be here anyway. And you can have some sort of structure here. But until you start moving in that direction, it's just this... everyone's trying to pick up handfuls of water, and we know how that works.
Yeah. Well said, Mark. Always appreciate it, man. And, here we are, July 20th. I think we've got one more week in July where we'll catch up with you, Mark. Yep. And then once we get into August, it gets here pretty quickly, man. We'll actually be in the calendar month where there will be real football being played.
I know. It's crazy. I always know, because, I do that 100-mile wilderness ride every year at the end of July. And so I'm leaving on Friday for that. I get back the following Friday. So I won't be in phone's reach next week for you. But I get back the following Friday, which is, the 31st or whatever that is. And then I think football practice starts August 2nd.
Wow.
And we're off and running. I always know that when that ride hits, and as much as I look forward to that, when I get back, then I got to go back and start doing some real work, and that's never fun.
Yeah, so you got to live it up, Mark. Have fun, man. But not too much. Don't live it up too much. Come back, 100% ready to go, Mark, because we need you ready.
I'll do my best to be refreshed and ready to hit the ground running, and we'll chat then.
All right, my friend. Look forward to it, and good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, but see you, bye.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Michael. I don't know. Thinking about it more, I don't have that major big of a problem. Coach Prime is opting out of it because I've seen other guys do it before. The whole game, the college football game. It's fine.
Yeah, it's up to him. Honestly, I think it would be funny if instead of it was him, they hired someone who had the exact opposite personality to go, "Hey guys, wait."
Well, they're not going to talk. Do you play video games, Mike?
I play one of them.
They're just going to have the coach on
games.
The sidelines. They're just going to have the coach on the sidelines. So it'll be probably just some random-looking dude, just like they did with Bill Belichick. Guy had a Patriots hat on and walked around. That's it.
So it's just going to be a generic, faceless dude.
Was he on it? Can you Google this? Was he on it in the first two games? Because they've made two since we revived the whole college football game. I'd be curious to know if he was on the first two. And if he is, and you own a copy of that, maybe that would be worth something. Michael's going to try to effort it. He's going to try to find out.
He was not on College Football 25.
Darn it! So he wasn't on any of them. That's not fun. 12:33 the time. We'll take a short break here, Mike. When we come back, there's this idea that Nikola Jokic needs to take a pay cut. I said it right. You don't watch any Nuggets games, Mike. Needs to take a pay cut or needs to be recruiting, actively recruiting to try to make this team better. And there's plenty of you making these comparisons that all these other guys would do it. There's one major problem with your reasoning. And I'll get to that coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.